2010, 7 to 3 p.m.
Something,
well, you want me to use another mic?
No, that's better.
It's better now? Okay. All commissioners present, McKay, Lepanto, Tunda, Bossaman, Scott, and Edwards. So we'll proceed with open discussion. Okay, I'd like to ask you to silence your cell phones. Put them on vibrate, turn them off, whichever. We ask that you state your name for the record before you make your comments. Thank you. As always, at the ANC meeting in 1D, you have an interpreter tonight, so we ask that you speak clearly. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Eli Hurwitz. I'm an attorney in Washington, D.C. I've been practicing here for over 30 years, and I've been very involved in this neighborhood over the past 10 to 15 years, representing Heidi from the beginning when she was first established here, and she's been a good friend and client of mine for all this time. I'm here tonight to hopefully help her process her application for an adjustment to her license at her restaurant from a restaurant CR license, ABC license, to a restaurant CN license. She has sought to obtain a change of license in order to facilitate a successful operation of her business. Under the current regulations that are existing in the District of Columbia, with a CR license, a great many limitations are put on the operations of the business. And in some neighborhoods, that those operation limitations work fine. In a neighborhood where people don't spend too much money on food, when the prices of the menu are low, the ability to maintain the ratio of 55, 60, 40, the ratios between food and beverages becomes very difficult. When the menu prices are high, such as, let's say, $20 for an entree, and an alcoholic beverage is $10, it's easy to maintain the ratio. But when the ratio is upside down, where the food only costs $10 and the alcoholic beverage costs $10, you're already at 50-50 right there. The person has a second alcoholic beverage, you've already breached the CR regulations. So it's very difficult for her to maintain her proper food to beverage, alcoholic beverage ratio with the prices that she has. And what has made this even worse over the past year or two is that she's been reducing her prices on her menu to facilitate business, and she's also introduced gift certificates where people can buy a $50 gift certificate, $50 worth of food for $25. So the result is that if the person comes in with a second person or four people and they order dinner and have cocktails with the discount that is applied, she again is in violation of the ABC regulations because the alcohol beverage ratio is not maintained. So in order to overcome this, she has applied for a CN license. She is not planning to become a nightclub in the sense that nightclubs typically are understood to be. She's going to retain the exact similar operation that she has now, where she has some music on weekends. She has food available all the time, and she has alcohol beverages available. And that's why we're here to ask you to approve a stipulated license for her so she can go forward without objection and obtain the CN license for her business. We'd be happy to respond to any questions or concerns that any of the board members have or any of the community members may have. Thank you.
There are a few more chairs leaning against the wall back there.
There are two up there.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Mario Cristaldo, and I'm the director for community relations with MANA Inc. We do affordable housing and community development, and we own a property here at 3125 Mount Pleasant, Northwest. The reason I'm here today is also to encourage and support Hades and her enterprise. And you would ask me, how come housing developer is interested in helping a small business owner to get a nightclub license? And the reason is because, first of all, small businesses have been hit so hard in this economic downturn that we have to find, as a community, all together, and we are for empowering communities, to make sure that we get the right tools for someone like Katie and Mario to excel and to continue to provide the services that they provide to the community. They've been doing it for 20 years, and I think we should take the approach of a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation to help someone, a small business owner, to thrive in this community. Also, it's good for the community because we're going to get more job opportunities for folks who need to work. I understand that they're going to expand the business in a way that is understandable by everybody. They've been doing business for a number of years. They know what they're doing. So it's a win-win situation. When asking tonight to the ANC commissioners to take the leadership and take all the steps we need to quickly get this license for this business that we're talking about tonight. And I'll say that there's always a way that to slow down things. And I understand that. We've done it before. But for this time, to help this small business, the opportunity to thrive in our community, someone who has been working with us all this time, I urge all of you to take the leadership and make a quick response and provide a letter of support so we can move on and she can get the license she needs. She needs for her business. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Evelyn Brewster, and I do have a statement that I would like to have the ANC commissioners have. If you would just pass this to them. I think I have enough for everybody. Can you just pass them around, please? I'm sorry, it would have been if I had more time. I'm passing around a statement from the 3150 16th Street Residents Association. We are overwhelmingly supporting Hades' request and for a new license. And you might ask, why would a residents association support a business that's right behind us that's asking for a nightclub license? And the simple answer is that in our building we have everyone from the elderly to people like myself to the young who are 20-something, 30-something, and we have parents with children. And at any given day, you can go into Hades and see all of these people. It is very family friendly, and my understanding is that they do not intend to change the climate or basically the operation. Hades is a flagship in this community. It is a destination place. It is a place where, when you think about, say, Adams Morgan, where do you want to go in Adams Morgan? When people think about Mount Pleasant, they think Hades. It's been here for a long time. Its owners are wonderful, kind, and generous people. If you need a place to have a meeting and you can't get La Casa or the library, Haiti and Mario open up their doors. They don't request that you buy anything. They let you meet there. And so I would say that of all the businesses here in Mount Pleasant, that Hades is the most responsible in our judgment. And when I had a meeting with our residents, 156 people turned out. That's more than turnout for when we're discussing security issues. That's more than turns out when we're discussing issues related to trash hauling. People came out because they know Haiti, they know Mario, and they wanted to show their support. So I thank you very much. I thank the ANC, and I thank all of you who will be in support of this to move it along quickly so that Hades can continue to do what they do, provide good food, good drink, good fun, in a family-friendly atmosphere.
Very good evening to all, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be here and say something on behalf of supporting Mario and Heidi. My name is Scott Sumpter. For the record, I am not residing in Mount Pleasant. However, I am a D.C. native. Went to school here, college, graduated, made a living and a life, raised a family, etc. Have lived in D.C. now. I'm out in Prince George's County. On a personal basis, I come in every Wednesday evening for a kind of a reunion with about anywhere from 8 to 12, sometimes 16 fellow domino players from six continents and probably 12 nations. We've been together for nearly 15 years and have held our games in very different locations. And we have been honored, I mean, really pleased to be welcomed into Hades and provided a small space up in the loft to hold our weekly game and just share and continue our friendship. As I say, I come in from College Park. Other people come in from near Laurel, some in Virginia, some in D.C. So it's like a magnet and a very unique establishment, one I admire very much, not only for the food and the happy atmosphere that's there, but I also admire the way they do business. Professionally, I'm a realtor. And I've been in the real estate business now since the early 80s. Licensed in D.C., licensed in Maryland. I've sold from Washington to Baltimore, Annapolis to Southeast to Frederick. So as part of what I do, I necessarily got to go out, visit restaurants, visit clubs, visit supermarkets, visit community associations, and understand what are the dynamics of communities across the board so I can better inform people moving to the area, buying houses or selling. And I'll have to say, I have complimented them probably every Wednesday about the friendliness of the community that comes into this establishment. And it's not just a restaurant with the primary focus of making a profit on food and beverage, but it is really a community organization celebrating the diversity of Mount Pleasant and this city, from young to old, every nation I see in there. And as I go around town, and I'm out, you know, three or four or five nights a week, And I'll be walking through Bethesda, say, which has restaurants upon restaurants, and see one vacant restaurant after another during these economic times. And then I come down to Heidi's on a Wednesday, and I'd say every other Wednesday, that place is packed. And not only for the good food and the beverage, but she's doing birthday parties, celebrating anniversaries, holding charitable events, and doing everything that a community organization supports. And not only that, but the providing, as a businessman, I work for myself, and I provide not employment, but funds and for vendors that I use for advertising. She provides the necessary employment that this city, this economy, this neighborhood, that we need as a whole, you know, world. And that's a beautiful thing to see. Flower vendors, musicians, needless to say, the artistic community needs places for their venues. And these are very welcoming to all parties of all ages. So I just have to say, I'm whatever you can do to help them along, expand and grow their business, I'm in full support of it. Thank you very much.
I also rise in support of her application. My name is Roger St. Vincent. I live at 1728 Lamont Street, just blocks away. We've owned that house for 12 years now, and so I have an interest in the whole situation because of that. I should admit as a disclaimer, I suppose, that I also perform music there on Thursday nights, the first two of every month, with a very diverse group. We have a violinist from the Ukraine, a guitarist from Ecuador, a conga player from Cuba, and so it provides an opportunity for myself living in the neighborhood and these other folks to get together and perform music. It's also provided an opportunity for many people who have just moved to this neighborhood to have a place to go. And I think last Thursday was a good evidence of that, in the sense that even in spite of the snow, Heidi's was full of people having a fine time. And they managed to get there. I think as a community, too, it's very important to provide incentives for those who behave responsibly. They've been here a long time and been behaving responsibly. If you don't provide incentives for those who do that, you'll get those that don't. And so I understand there are concerns about what may happen in the future, and you can figure out ways to deal with that. But in the immediacy, right now, for somebody who's thriving as a business in our neighborhood, where we have places that are shut down, a number of them, on Mount Pleasant Street, we need to figure out creative ways to support them so that the incentive is there for people who behave responsibly to be supported.
Hi, how are you? My name is Alejandra Hinojosa. I live right here in 3216 Street, and I have been living over here for... I have been living over here for 10 years, and I know Heidi's restaurant for 9 years. And the truth is that my experience when I go over there, it has been good all the time. And even that I have the chance to work with them like 3 years ago, and I stopped working 1 year ago. And in my experience when I was working over there is that they really care about the training for the people that work over there. They really give you the trainings, the opportunity to know everything that you have to do, even for food service and everything. So I think that they have the right, and I hope that you are able to do something to help them to get the license, because I know that they have been helping the area. And what I love about Mount Pleasant is all the business that we have over here. So I'm still living over here, even though I don't work over there. And I go out in this area. I like that it's business open. I know that many of them is closing around here. They open so many business around here in 14th Street, and I think that it's really important to give them some more ways to make a little bit more money to compete with the new business in the area. So I think that I will give my 100% of support to them, because all that they say already, they bring work to the area, they know what they are doing. They have been working for a long time doing this. And then if they make a mistake in one point, they are going to be able to take away the license. And I know that they are not going to do it, but I'm not sure why they are so concerned about that. I think that they deserve the chance. They should get it. And if something happens, like everybody's wonder, I don't think that it has to be like that. It's a problem. The authority is going to do something about it.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Julio Cesar Carrarte. I am president of United Latin Laborers from 1993 to now. Many of the mayors and different people from the government was in the Haiti restaurant all the time because they support Haiti, because the people to spend the money and don't put it in the banks and use it for business is acceptable in United States of America. The federal government says the free tax for the people open extra business because the situation is very hard, very, very hard. So many people doesn't work. And Mario and Haiti give you a great opportunities for everyone and serve it the best food in the area for all American people. We don't care the color. The beautiful color in America is the green, the dollar. Everybody, we share this, and we need to share the Mont Pleasant. 47 years ago, when I come to America, I meet the snow in this area. It's not Central America, it's not South American people. Puerto Rican people, they teach me a little bit in my broken English. But I am so happy. When you get into the Rock Creek Park to here, to Mont Pleasant, is one sign, around 16 by 24. And the sign say, welcome to historic Mont Pleasant. It's true. Mont Pleasant is a big historic because we come different types of people for different countries now. But in this time when I come, I don't speak the language. Either we want to play soccer. You know, my city soccer in America. We start with the first soccer balls, and we teach the soccer ball to the future to America. Right now, it's a big, big business. Like Mario and Haiti, they don't know what kind of business they will be open for all Mont Pleasant. The football is a little ball, that's it, but represents a lot of money now. Mm-hmm. And we started this, and we started many things in historic Mont Pleasant. Either I am representing the laborers of DC, and I talk to the mayors and different mayors and mayors, we need a training for the our people, because we don't need no, the future generation use drugs. It's better to have it one place like Haiti and Mario, stay there quiet, because all the generation, they watch the father and mother what they do it. And they have a good mother and good father. They are very good people. America is not for only for us. It's with the future children. We need to teach them, not only in business, in many future things, in the law. The beautiful law is why we are here. We love everyone. Because it's important. The law is very important. The business is very important. And share the people is very important. We come early to fix the chairs, to everybody sit and feel quiet. I am so happy and I support these people because this is the future to America. I hope Mr. Obama, one of those days, we bring you to Haiti restaurant. Not only the mayors, Mr. Obama is supposed to come here, or the future president, or the future bright president. We, one of those days we go. But we need to put something beautiful for the future generation. I love everybody, and thank you for the support for Haiti.
Hello, my name is Maggie Cuna, and I am here because I am in support of the application for Haiti's license. And what brought me here is I've lived in Mount Pleasant for 3.5 years, and I have seen Haiti support businesses and artists and nonprofits in our community, and I am here of the community to now support them. And I really just, I want to, you know, acknowledge that and thank them for everything that they have done. And, you know, I have complete trust that they will use this license to continue a very valuable business, employing people in our community and supporting other businesses, other nonprofits, artists, all of that in our community. So that's really it. Thanks.
Okay, muy buenas. Hi, my name is Jasmine Romero. I'm president of 145 Mount Pleasant Street. I want to speak in my language, okay, en español. Okay. Lo siento por venir tarde, pero vengo de otra reunión. Lo único que queremos continuar diciendo que nosotros apoyamos el cambio en la licencia de Haiti's Restaurant.
Haiti's Restaurant.
Primeramente porque es una oportunidad para nuevos trabajos.
First of all, because it's another opportunity for new jobs.
Porque habiendo más customers en el área, vamos a tener oportunidades de nuevos trabajos.
Because if we have more customers in the area, we will have many more jobs.
Pero lo más importante es porque necesitamos levantar lo que es nuestro barrio Mount Pleasant.
But the most important thing is because we want to raise our barrio, which is Mount Pleasant.
Entonces la única manera es, yo como trabajadora de Haiti's, nosotros podemos dar lo que son promociones para que gente de otros lados vengan acá, no solamente los de la comunidad.
As an employee at Haiti's, we would like to promote more jobs and people so that they could come to the business.
También necesitamos que de una manera u otra terminar con tanto año de tanta restricción que tenemos, porque nosotros necesitamos salir adelante.
Also, we would like to stop with all the restrictions that we have had during all these years because we want to succeed and go ahead.
Y también traigo un mensaje en nombre de la Asociación de Inquilinos, donde todas las personas me mandan de vocero para decir que apoyamos lo que es el cambio en la licencia de Haiti Restaurant.
And also I am the voice of all the inquilinos de donde?
3145
All right, from all the people who live in 3145 Mount Pleasant, because we want to say that we support the change to the license for Haiti.
Porque nosotros vamos a regresar pronto y queremos, lo primero que queremos es estar en Haiti's, que es la única que nos ha apoyado abiertamente en todo lo que ha sido el proceso.
Because we want to return soon, and we want to return to Haiti's because she has been the one who has supported us during all this process.
Solamente, gracias.
That's all. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is DJ Guanaco, and I broadcast for Independent Media 97.5 FM, and I have to give you guys ANC the recommendation in the name of all the audience that ask me over and over to please support Haiti, you know, and upgrading her license, and I wish to have a good news for my audience, that people that is not here, the people that have to deal with Saturdays and Sundays on through almost 24 hours of broadcasting. I encourage you guys to maybe not speed it up or do your best on the decision, because I mean, if I have to answer somebody, until the day of today, I have not said names, not to compromise anyone, but I think and I believe that this is going to be the point where I'm going to have to be start telling people, hey, this is the guys that you guys need to talk. So please, in the name of everyone that is not here, you know, please let's do it in the easy way.
Good evening, everyone. My name is William Brown. I'm a commissioner in 1A06. Earlier in the month, or actually last month, attended the long meeting with Councilmember Kwame Brown. I am a member of his staff. But before I ever worked at the council, I lived here in Mount Pleasant when I came back from college, right there on the 1900 block of Park Road. So what I have to say about Hades is of my own experience and my own knowledge in the work that I do for the city council. Hades here in Mount Pleasant had operated, you know, at a time where you didn't want to stay on the streets in Mount Pleasant after 8 o'clock. I'd say probably two of my best dates, you know, of the 20th century, not the 21st, happened at Hades. We'll just leave things in the last century. But at working for an at-large council member, I get to travel in every part of the city, and I know a lot of ANC commissioners and civic association members and groups. And I'm not speaking on behalf of Hades for what they do here in Mount Pleasant, but she also invested in Ward 4 on Georgia Avenue and Petworth. And she worked very diligently and very hard with the neighbors and the ANC commissioners to come to an agreement where everyone was happy. So as far as Hades being an anchor point here in Mount Pleasant, and that she should not be able to enjoy, you know, the benefits of, you know, holding it together for this long, and now that the neighborhood has come along, she wants to prosper as the neighborhood has prospered. But, you know, beyond that, she risked, you know, as any business person, took a risk in an area that is not very well traveled, does not have that corridor, that is Upper Georgia Avenue, the Gateway District. And hopefully, you know, with Walter Reed and that complex coming on there, there will be a unified, you know, Georgia Avenue strategy. But somebody had to take that investment, that personal risk, and do it on her own. So as a person who is a huge fan of your steak fajitas, and it's still worth walking across 16th Street to come back to when I visit my sister who still lives in the neighborhood, I fully support any requests by Hades for what they have done for the community and what they continue to do, you know, for the betterment of D.C. Thank you.
Sorry I'm late. I'm late because of the snow, and I'm here because you all are members of the city government, correct?
Yes.
I'd like to know, and you may have discussed this before I trekked across 15 blocks to get here in the snow, have you addressed, are you proud of the way the city's responded to this crisis? Are you ashamed? What are you doing about it? Do you think Jim Graham should be reelected as a council member? Chairman of the Public Works Committee.
Excuse me? Would you introduce yourself?
No, I'm sorry, David Gilliland. I'm a resident of 1308 Clifton Street Northwest. And my main question is, for Jim Graham being reelected as a council member for the Public Works Committee, he's holding hearings in March. You know, the snow is going to be melted. You know, great for Jim, hold a hearing. But what are we doing right now? And my second question is, Barack Obama is spending $1 trillion to create jobs, get this economy jump-started. Why haven't I seen people in this community, in our ward, being paid $10 an hour to shovel the snow, to get it out of the way so we can have an economy that keeps going when people can't get, you know, of all the places in the country, not to think, to be smart enough to think, let's create jobs, let's pay these residents who are unemployed. You know, if we have to go into debt, so be it. But we're in a crisis. It's a snow emergency. Are we creating jobs for our unemployed citizens to shovel this snow? Because, I mean, I personally have paid, I've paid people to...
Excuse me.
I'm talking about jobs for our citizens. Is the city not smart enough to come up with a plan to pay our citizens to shovel the snow, you know, hard work, you know, real money for hard work and labor? Let's do it. I mean, let's spend some of this money we have. Let's go into debt if we have to, but let's give people jobs, let's give them money, and let's clear the streets.
Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I want to first congratulate you, Heidi and Mario, for the 20 years of doing the fantastic work in our community, for being an anchor, for being showing your leadership, showing us a great way to work in our community. Please give them a round of applause. You guys deserve this. Thank you so very much. I'm speaking on behalf of the Latino Association of Unpleasant, and I also want to thank you, the commissioners, that have participated in the meetings that we have called in regards to this issue around the right that Heidi and Mario have to improve their business. You guys have been great. You guys have given us a strong feedback on how we can move together as a community. This issue divided this community a few years ago, that was terrible, how this whole issue around liquor license and entertainment was dealt. And from what I hear, it had a lot of racial remarks. But from what I see now, there is a clear intention to work together for the better of the neighborhood. And Heidi and Mario, one more time, congratulations for showing us once again that a person in this country have a dream, and they operate the right way, and they do the right things. They have the right to ask for more, and they deserve to be provided with that gratification, because you guys have done such a fantastic job. And the Latino Association here tonight is also concerned a number of issues, especially the number of issues that that are affecting our community tremendously. One of the issues is the intention of some commissioners to move and create an alley between the library and the buildings they are facing Mount Pleasant Street, especially knowing that street in Lamont and the alley that will be created between those buildings could be a danger for children and families, and we need to be aware of that. Second of all, we need to be aware that there has been money allocated to this community in the amount of $200,000 or more, $240,000 or more. And we are very interested to use the money in this community to improve this neighborhood. And we got to make sure that no commissioner can use their power, misuse their power, and direct or delay these monies that some people have worked very hard to bring to this community. Furthermore, as you can see in this meeting, and it has been now a tradition in the last few months, the Latinos are participating very actively in the ANC meetings. And I want to thank you to the commissioners for the work that you guys have done to help us to get here, like providing translators. And now we're moving to create a website that we can also want it to be bilingual, because Latinos, believe it or not, we also are learning how to use the website. And African Americans are now also using the website. So we want to make sure that this website service is provided to all of the members in our community. And we hope that tonight that intention that we provide those services is not truncated by misrepresentation of the truth. We need a website that can help us communicate, all of us, about what is going on in the ANCs, who is working, what issues are, and we can help us to continue building our community. The other issue that we're looking at here is there has been a mural that has been presented here with intention to work things forward and representing some of the culture in our community. Those things are good, and we should move forward with those things that can really reflect our community. You know, and we got to be progressive, and I want to thank you, the commissioners, for working together, for leading us to a different way to do business, which is not dictatorial and is not just one person's agenda, but the agenda of the community. So Heidi, again, thank you very much. You have our full support for your license, for your CN license. We believe you deserve it. And Mario, thank you again for doing these efforts and leading us, Latinos and other people in the community, that we do the right thing. We should keep moving forward, building this great country, this America, and our neighborhood.
Bueno, antes que nada, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Pepe Gómez. Soy representante.
Good evening. My name is Pepe López.
Gómez.
Gómez.
Okay. Bueno, yo soy colaborador y soy representante de DC Mariachi.
And representative of DC Mariachi.
Y estoy aquí para apoyar a Haiti porque nos ha dado la oportunidad de poder traer un poquito de música mexicana.
And I am here to support Haiti because she has given us the opportunity to bring Mexican music.
Y es bonito saber que podemos traer este lugar a la familia para que puedan celebrar cualquier tradición que quieran.
And it's very nice to know that we, in this place, we can bring family to celebrate any type of celebration.
Y por eso es que estamos aquí, para apoyarla.
And that's why we are here to support her.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Does that conclude public discussion?
Hi, my name is Amy Bacon, and I know this has primarily been a meeting in support of Hades, and I have actually no comment to make at all about it. Good luck. is it okay to make public comment about a totally different subject?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so... All right, well, I'm here actually to talk about supporting the community in terms of the 2010 census. All right. I live here 1800 block of Irving Street. My husband's been a resident of Mount Pleasant since 1961. All right, and we are, for myself as a Mount Pleasant resident, we're interested personally, along with the fact that we do work for them, in seeing that the residents of Mount Pleasant are fully counted. Right. $480 billion of federal tax money is allocated based on census data. Adrian Fenty believes that for every person not counted, $3,500 is lost to the District of Columbia. Right. So there, yes, $3,500 per person not counted. Renters are actually very highly, high proportion of people not counted. And for, yes. Sorry. From the north.
Slower,
yeah. So what I'm looking to do here is to promote the census in two different ways. One is to see what perhaps how the community of Mount Pleasant could assist me in getting the word out for people to be counted in the 2010 census. And especially again, people who rent are often not counted. Another fact is, in the District of Columbia, only about 60% of the people respond, which means that 40% of the residents, somebody has to go out and visit those residents and contact those people. So I'm looking for support in getting the word out, and also in support of perhaps local people within the community to work as census takers. because they will know the community. They'll know, you know, where to go. If you have somebody coming from, you know, upper northwest or way over in southeast, they don't know our community. I have lots of promotional materials here, but any suggestions that you have, I really would look to the community for ideas and suggestions on how to promote census within the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. That's it. Thank you very, very much for listening.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Rosa Rivas. Soy miembro de la junta directiva de Adelante Mount Pleasant, COP.
I am a member of the board of directors of Adelante.
Adelante Mount Pleasant Cooperativa.
Okay, the cooperative of Adelante Mount Pleasant.
3149 de la calle Mount Pleasant.
3149 de Mount Pleasant Street.
Y estoy acá representando a las 16 familias de la cooperativa.
And I am here to represent the 16 families of the cooperative.
Para apoyar a Heidi 100%.
To support Heidi 100%.
Porque es un lugar tan cálido en la cual se comparte la familia.
Because it's a place where it's very warm and it you share with family.
Y en la cual se puede disfrutar y sobre la música en vivo.
And you could always enjoy live music.
DJ, mariachis, música de grupos latinos.
DJs,
en la cual Heidi
Latin American groups,
apoya Haiti, a los grupos locales de acá de Mount Pleasant.
Where Heidi supports local groups in at Mount Pleasant.
Y yo les estoy haciendo una petición a los miembros del ANC.
And I am making a petition to the members of the ANC.
Que es el deber y obligación de apoyar a todos los negocios de acá de Mount Pleasant para que crezcan y se beneficien.
Because it is our obligation to support all the businesses of this area so that they can thrive.
Y ahora se lo estoy pidiendo para que apoyen a Heidi.
And now I am asking you to go support Heidi.
Restaurant.
Heidi restaurant.
Nightclub.
Restaurant, por favor.
Heidi restaurant, nightclub. Nightclub. Ajá. I'm not finished.
No he terminado.
Sorry.
I haven't finished.
Español. Y aparte de esto, soy miembro de Latino Association de Mount Pleasant.
I am a member of the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant.
Y déjenme decirles que Heidi ha hecho una donación de comida para los eventos comunitarios que nosotros hemos tenido acá en la Mount Pleasant.
And I want to say that Heidi has donated the food for the events that we have had in this community.
Donando comida como para 300 personas en el evento La Familia Latina, el evento de Thanksgiving Day.
And she has donated food for about 300 people for the event that we had for families during Thanksgiving Day.
Y no solamente eso, sino que a mí en lo personal me ha apoyado para hacer eventos de recaudación de fondos para las comunidades indígenas de mi país.
But to me also in on the personal nature, she has helped me to do fundraising for the indigenous people of my country.
También como familia ha ayudado y está ayudando a mi hijo a valorar a los un trabajo sencillo, humilde, honrado, desde lavar platos a servir comida a los customers.
And also as a family, she has helped my son to value type of job with humility, from washing dishes to other chores in a restaurant.
Y en parte eso me gusta porque de esa forma los jóvenes valoran lo que tienen.
And on my personal, I like that because youth value the jobs and things that they have.
Y le quiero decir a Heidi, te queremos, Heidi. La comunidad de acá, Latina Mount Pleasant, te queremos mucho.
And
y te apoyamos 100%.
And I want to say to Heidi, Heidi, we love you. The community of the Mount Pleasant area loves you.
If the ANC would give me, just indulge me for 60 seconds, I just want to respond to the gentleman who was concerned about the snow. I'm not making a political speech, but I would like for you to know, since this has been raised, that I did contact Jim Graham. He did come out and he reviewed, he surveyed all the streets. He did make contact with the mayor's office and with the Department of Transportation. So I would just like to say he did what we would expect him to do, and I believe this problem is much bigger than one council member.
So conclude the public discussion.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm a musician in Mount Pleasant as well. I live just around the corner, and I don't have much to say that hasn't already been said, which is great. It's good to see this amount of support for Hades. I'm in 100% support of what they're doing. They've I play there once a month. She's helped me out tremendously as a musician, giving me a venue to play and express myself and get out what I've been doing into the community. So I strongly encourage you to just look at the amount of support that's in this room and listen to everything everyone's said and do everything you can to help out this business that's so important to our community. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. My name is Melissa Morales, and I'm also a census worker. And I wanted to also put in a plug for really census jobs in the area. And what I'd like to reiterate to you all is that this, maybe you just think, okay, the census, yeah, that's important, that's great, whatever. But really, this is, I've been sitting here all evening hearing about how community members are, struggling and how, people are looking for jobs. And just want to reiterate, this is a great opportunity to find a job. Maybe you don't need a job, but maybe you have a friend who needs a job, a family member who needs a job. These jobs pay a starting salary of $15 an hour, okay? These are flexible, part-time, full-time jobs. You can work near where you work. You have paid training. Y me gustaría reiterar a los hispanohablantes que estamos buscando hispanohablantes. El censo necesita gente que hable español. No tenemos suficientes. So, just really want to put in the plug out there. You can call a local number. And the promotional materials, the number is written down. All you do is you call a number. You get a testing site. It's a 30-minute test, and your eligibility is determined based on that test. And just, again, wanted to reiterate, this is a great opportunity. If you have friends, if you have family members, anyone you know who needs a job, make the phone call. It's that simple. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes, it's speculating too as well. I'm sorry, I wear many, many hats, and one of them is the DC Council Census Counts Committee as well. They've covered every positive point about the census and the job opportunities. One of the things that the U.S. Census has partnered with DOES, and they're actually hiring our returning citizens. So they are overlooking some of the past histories that would pretty much in other circumstances get them disqualified for a job. And when we're talking about our returning citizens and our citizens that are away in other states, you have to think about it. Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have a state prison, so we send our prisoners to the federal system. So for every D.C. resident that is a felon that is being housed by the federal government, That $3,500 is going to Wyoming or Utah or Nevada. So we need to think about not only, you know, what the census means as into the District of Columbia, but what does it mean when we have conditions where we're sending money for our citizens to other states? That's just the other point.
Okay. That concludes the public discussion. Move on and we'll start with the Secretary's report.
Now, let me suggest, given the number of people here, that we postpone these minor issues and proceed immediately to the nightclub issue. Would that be acceptable?
So, in other words, we're not going to do these first three matters.
I think we could come back to those. I think we could just handle the nightclub issue.
Whatever the commission wants to do, is that what the commission wants to do? Seeing nobody object. Okay.
Okay, then. I would like to start with this understanding that has been proposed concerning the nightclub operation. If resolved, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you a printout. This is number 11 on the list. Say again.
Thank you.
Hey, let me read this. Resolved, ANC Wendy approves the representation by Hades Restaurants if granted a CN license based on 1D support, which it understands to be as follows. One, Hades will not advertise itself to be a nightclub. Instead, it will continue to operate primarily as a full-service venue for positive social engagement. That is, a venue that serves food with a broadly attractive menu and pricing whenever there is entertainment and drinking. Two, Hades will continue to exceed conventional standards for training its entire staff, aiming excellence in restaurant and entertainment venue service. Three, Hades, as a family-run business, will continue to support and initiate activities that build a sense of neighborhood. It will continue to work with its immediate neighbors and merchants to improve the attractive interest, safety, and vitality of life in and around the Mount Pleasant Street commercial corridor. Four, Hades will continue to build a neighborhood and local clientele more notable for its good behavior sociability, including much time than for alcohol or pure entertainment. It will continue to include much time that is inviting for families and friends.
Discussion?
Need a second.
Thank you. That's what you had done, excuse me.
Is there a problem in phrasing the number four, Greg? Do I have
it?
Use the microphone, please.
I would, as a friendly amendment to my own writing, I'm sorry at the last moment, on the second line of number four, would you please strike, including much time?
I'm going to use the four now. Where are you?
Number four, including much time. Yes. And also, I observe that in the statement of the resolution, it should be Hades Restaurant, singular rather than plural.
Okay, corrections made.
Okay. We've had a second discussion. Phil?
First, let me say that I am a strong supporter of Hades Restaurant. And have worked a lot on this issue and have spoken a great deal about it. In general, I am not quite sure what we're trying to accomplish by passing this resolution. We're not informing anyone in particular about this. It is just merely stating our understanding. But if the commission so desires that we explain our understandings, then that's fine.
Further discussion, Jack?
Yeah, if I could respond to that. I mean, there are a lot of concerns about what could happen. We certainly trust current management, but there are worries about what happens in the future. We cannot always predict the future. This simply formalizes what Hades has already told us, namely that even though it has a nightclub license, it is not going to become a nightclub. It will continue the restaurant and entertainment place that it is now. I think this will address the concerns of residents who are worried that given the nightclub license, it could suddenly transform itself into a real nightclub rather than the restaurant we all know and love now.
Yes. We all know that continuing discussions will happen between now and the review of this application by the board. And this is really a memorandum of understanding that can can firm up the discussion points for the community.
Phil?
I can't state this enough because I know that a lot of people are listening and I know that a lot of people care a lot about this issue. I'm not arguing against Haiti, but there are two points that I want to make. Number one, this isn't a memorandum of understanding because there is no other party to this resolution. Secondly, the neighborhood that is opposed to this nightclub chained, nightclub license, is not here tonight. We didn't hear from anybody in the neighborhood that is opposed to this change. But I will tell you that they are out there, and I've heard from them. And the ANC saying that they understand something is not going to explain anything to them, and they are not going to be appeased. So let's not kid ourselves about what this says.
Those people should have been here, just like these people came out to support. The people who are against it should have come out as well. I'd like to bring it to the commission's attention that someone in the audience wants to speak. Does the commission want to recognize them?
I raised my hand first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see. I'm looking this way. You got to sit up and get my attention, Greg.
Okay. I would to ask Hedy and Mario if they have approved this statement.
Yes, I do have actually approved the statement.
Okay,
is that a yes from both?
Yes.
So it helps answer Phil's point that this is a one-way statement, that we have in public now and then recorded a statement that this is our understanding with Haiti and Mario.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me speak.
State your name again.
My name is Eli Hurwitz. I'm counsel for Haiti's Restaurant. I wanted to comment that we were requesting, I believe, that the ANC submit a notice to the ABC board that they support the stipulated license for the change to the CN license.
Phil?
Yeah, actually, we jumped to this resolution very quickly. I didn't get a chance as my friend the Jackrabbit managed to grab the microphone and take control of the floor. We have a very specific resolution designed just to do that, to give the stipulated license in totally clear terms, which I hope we will move on very quickly after we deal with this.
Yeah, let me say that this statement was my prerequisite for being able to vote in favor of the nightclub license. That will come up next.
Okay. We have any further discussion? Okay. This is going to. Okay, Commission, we have someone else in the audience that would like to make a comment. Do we want to see that?
I would prefer that we simply proceed with the vote on this.
Okay.
Me too.
No further discussion. Everybody ready for the vote? Do we want to? How do we want to do the vote? By raising your hands, or you want to take an individual tally? Hands, okay. All those in favor of the resolution? It passes 6-0. Now, do we proceed to the other one?
10A and B.
Yes, we have two which are the same in purpose. I would strongly advise that we proceed with 10B, which offers a good deal more detail for why we are in support of this license.
Greg?
Once again, I find myself seconding my own motion.
I'm inviting you to make the resolution. I'm just asking which one to offer the resolution.
I'm now Jack's sidekick. Let me say that I would, as I would like to read it with taking in some of Phil's language, which I think is very useful, and in the spirit of collegiality on the commission. That is, resolved, ANC1D advises the Alcohol Beverage Control Board to approve the application of Heidi's Restaurant, or Heidi's, for a CN license. And I would like to add to that the second paragraph of Phil's proposal, which is ANC1D advises the Alcohol Beverage Regulation. It actually should be the Alcohol Beverage Control Board to grant this license immediately on a stipulated basis.
Second. Discussion? Jack?
Just a minor technical point. What the ABC board wants from us is a statement of no objection to a stipulated license. They want a letter saying that we have no objection to a stipulated license.
Would you, as a friendly amendment, would you propose the language for that, please? Correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, but I think it's the it's ABRA that we write this to, or is it is Phil correct in saying it's the ABC board? Is
I think you're right. It's the ABC board.
Yes. So that's what I read. And you can just
okay. Let me read it just for the audio record. Resolved, ANC1D advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to approve the application of Hades Restaurant, Hades, for a CN license. ANC1D advises the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board that it has no objection to a stipulated license.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we're ready for the vote. All in favor of the resolution? It passes 6-0.
I would like to suggest that since the library issue is something that we have coming up, it's of criticality, and we need to do something in the next get a report in the next 2 weeks, that we move directly to that.
But I would object to that. We treated the nightclub license correctly, so that the many people who are here for that issue could go home and watch the Olympics.
Far better than us.
Exactly. So I think at this point we should revert to the regular order of business.
That's fine.
I agree. Well, I think they heard us. You can go home if you like. I think we've handled everything you guys came for. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
It's a meeting, not with the neighborhood.
Excuse me. Y'all have to look at this because we're still in our meeting. Thank you. So we're going to proceed with the secretary's report. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please lower your voice and respect the fact that your ANC is still in a meeting. Thank you. Jack?
Well, let me point out that after the last meeting, we noted that the commercial corridor reports were actually Greg Edwards activity reports. Now, there is a place in the standard order of business for officers' reports. So I thought it would be more appropriate to specify that the chair should offer a report of his activities during the preceding month. And that's where my leading item, a chair's report to the commission, as an invitation to Greg to do his thing.
And by the way, we did not reauthorize the commercial committee, corridor committee, so we don't have one.
Is your microphone on?
Mine is, I think. Can you not hear me?
Ah, you need to. Yes. But the answer is no, I can't hear you.
All right. I would like to defer that until... Yeah. In the past, we also did the chair's report, our officer's report, after the secretary-treasurer. So I'd like to defer that.
So you're suggesting that I proceed with the secretary's report?
Yes.
Then I shall do so. The minutes of the January 19th meeting have been distributed. Are there any corrections to those minutes? No corrections, therefore I will take them to be accepted. On the treasurer's report, I have a couple of checks to write, one to Tony Grillo for posters, and one to Greg Edwards, a reimbursement for the website hosting. I assume that there is no objection to those checks.
No.
Hearing none. On the taxes, I have not yet received the forms that are necessary. The mail delivery has been truly confounded by the snow. I'm doing what I can. That concludes the treasurer's report.
So what happened with the one you have here for the Reno?
That was for interpreting this evening, and she is not here and not doing the interpreting.
I see. Any questions on the treasurer's report? Seeing none, treasurer's report is accepted as submitted. And we're going past committee reports because technically there is a short corridor committee.
Right, and we have to set up the standing committees at the beginning of the year, and we did not do so.
Okay, well, that's something we can do at the next meeting. Do we want to move on to...
I would like to, though, to answer a statement that I believe is an error that was made.
I have to recognize you first.
Okay.
Greg.
There was a statement from the audience averring that there is some malevolent force amongst the commissioners that is trying to delay things, et cetera. I won't quote all of it, but I think that's that is outside of the realm.
Greg, can you just dismiss that part and go on with what your statement is, Greg?
There was a statement made that there's somebody, and I perhaps am the target of it, that wants to have an alley between Mount Pleasant Street and 16th Street. That is not the case. I've never asked for that, and indeed it would be, according to the fire marshal and others, it would be contrary to our interest because an alley could fill up with cars and would block the progress of a ladder truck.
Okay. So you just wanted to respond to a comment from the...
Yes, unless there's... I'll be happy to respond to questions from...
No, not at this time. I think we just want to move on.
Okay.
Cause, so do we want to address... What issue do we want to address now?
I request the library.
Okay. You know what? Phil, I'm sorry.
I have my hand raised seeking recognition.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry, Phil.
I would like to proceed with item number 12, ANC website management policy. Resolved that ANC 1D establishes the following policy with regard to the management of the ANC 1D website, replacing the policy statement of June 2006. The ANC 1D website shall be managed according to the following principles. The site code and content shall be readily transferable from one ANC 1D session to another, regardless of changes in the elected commissioners. One commissioner shall be selected by vote of the commission for the primary responsibility for website construction and updating, but the site appearance and content shall be under the supervision of the commission as a whole. Coding shall be done in standard formats requiring no special software support or revision. Source code and the data required for uploading code to the host shall be kept on file by the commission secretary as well as by the commissioner assigned primary responsibility for the site. ANC1D meeting notices, meeting minutes, resolutions, and commissioner information shall be posted in a timely manner to serve residents seeking information about 1D operations. Routine updates shall not require commission approval. Outside technical support may be procured as appropriate for minimizing commissioner time and facilitating handoff from one ANC session to the next, but the site operation shall not be dependent on any one source.
Okay.
If it pleases the commission, I'd like to abbreviate the reading the rest of this resolution and also ask that we consider the 13 resolution at the same time as we consider the 12.
Phil, first I was just getting there. I wanted the commissioners to say which thing they wanted to address next. Secondly, you're going too fast for the interpreter. So she barely could interpret everything you just said. Okay. So I wanted to know for the whole commission which issue you wanted to address next. So we can all be on the same page. Okay.
Since the library issues are of immediate criticality, and we have, because we have to get a report in, I hear the next 2 weeks, there are two resolutions dealing with that, one delayed and unfinished business, and another dealing with the library study.
Okay, so that's what you would like to address, and Phil would like to address the website. Other commissioners, I need to know, y'all need to speak up, which issue do you want to address next so we can move on? Jack?
Yeah, I would vote for the library study resolution.
Oliver? Okay. Dave? Okay, and I think library. So we got...
Madam Chairman, I offered my motion first.
Yes, you did offer your motion first, but when you spoke up and offered your motion, I was trying to get the opinion, but we don't have time to waste with it going back and forth. We can do this one and quickly get to the library issue. Discussion on the website resolution. Anybody has any discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We need a second.
I'll second.
Jack seconds. Discussion?
Let me say that this the management policy is a fairly bland statement of how we're going to manage the website. It does not make any great changes at this time. It's really a restatement of how we should propose to do it. If there's a change here from the previous policy, is that the previous policy was based on a committee that was supposed to manage the website. That didn't work well at the beginning, and the committee disappeared long ago. This converts this to a more practical approach, which is that one commissioner is designated as the person in charge of the website. But of course, the commission in the end has the authority. And that's very explicit here, that the commission determines what shall be done. I have added a requirement for Spanish, because that has become a very prominent issue. There is a list of content which Phil provided, most of it which is quite straightforward. The only one that at all puzzles me is the one which I have with a line out. That's an RSS feed from the AANC1D Google group. I don't know if we want that or not. I guess I would ask the commission, as beginning with Phil, exactly what that does and what we should... excuse me, my machine just did something strange here.
Greg?
So do I hear that Jack has made a motion and Phil has seconded that?
I have a question. Did this resolution include the part about the contractors, that the contractors had to be approved by the commission as a whole?
Let me say that I specifically separated the more controversial details of website management. This is much more general about how the website should be operated and what its content should be. It does not specify at this time who should be in charge or who the contractor might be, nor does it provide a budget.
Phil?
My motion was actually to combine these two for consideration by the commission as a whole.
Okay. Any further discussion? Oliver?
I don't think there was a second to that motion, was there? Jack, did you intend to second his motion to combine the two? No, Jack, did you intend your second to be for his proposal to combine these two?
I personally would object to the combination.
Okay, so there is not a second then.
I have a quick question. You did mention that the website was managed by a committee, but the committee disappeared. Was there any reason given why the committee left the management?
There are times when you give two people responsibility for something, you bring about a great deal of conflict and controversy. It's much easier to have one person with the responsibility to do the job.
Okay, so now we need the resolution read again, do we not? Because Phil was saying his intention was to combine them, so...
Well, let me suggest Phil can offer an amendment. It is not accepted as a friendly amendment, but he can offer a formal amendment to merge this additional text into this resolution. And then the commission can take up that as a motion.
Greg?
Apparently his motion failed for lack of a second, so we need a new motion.
Point of order, if
let me see if I can get this correct. I made a motion. It was seconded. You then asked the commissioner in question, Commissioner McKay, if his intent was to follow through on the combination of the two resolutions, which I'm not quite sure I understand how we can go back in time and have somebody review what was being said. However, his intent was to second resolution number 12, ANC1D website. So I suggest that we continue discussion of that, and if there is no more discussion, then we move to a vote.
Greg?
So I understand the current situation, just on an informal basis, to be that you have moved 12, and there is a second for 12. Okay, good. Just wanted to be clear about this.
Okay. Greg?
One personal comment is that I'm happy after 5 years of almost 6 years of working on this, I have somebody else that wants to take it over. I do suggest three things and see if it can be accepted as a friendly amendment. One is that the copyright for any work paid for by 1D is in the public domain. Secondly, that the commissioner maintaining the website, maintain all access information in escrow with the director of the Office of ANCs. Something that that I asked. The second point is that we specifically, as policy, said that the commissioner handling the website should assure that all access information, including account and plywoods, passwords, are held in escrow in the Office of ANCs, which is my practice, has been my practice before.
You had a third one?
Yes, I do, but let me just leave it with this, and I hope to remember the other one later.
Jack?
I am not going to accept those as friendly amendments. Well, I appreciate the intent. I think those are sufficiently important that they warrant separate consideration in a separate resolution.
As I understood it, it was Bill's resolution.
Initially, it was our common creation, and I had intended to introduce it, but Phil beat me to the punch.
Phil?
I will accept the I think the copyright deserves some discussion, and there's some legal details that we'll need to sort out that I do think that they warrant special discussion and understanding prior to resolution. With regard to the passwords and such held in escrow, as long as the secretary has access to those, as well as the Office of, you know what I'm talking about, ANC, that's fine.
Then that is not sufficient for me. I remember my third point, which is that at any time when the current webmaster, I think is should be the correct term, stops either by resigning or by commission approval, then financial responsibilities for credit card and all of that should immediately be settled and handed over to the to the commissioner that now that is then agrees to take it up.
Any further comments? Jack, Phil?
I want to point out a portion of the text here. Source code and the data required for uploading code to the host shall be kept on file by the commission secretary, as well as by the commissioner assigned primary responsibility for the site.
Okay.
That is, I had intended that all the information necessary for uploading, for access to the website, should be in the hands of the commission secretary as well as the webmaster.
So then,
it hasn't skipped me, Craig. Okay.
Okay, so then I think that it appears that both of these must be handled by a separate amendment. The third one has, I've not heard a response, because frankly, I've been handling this financially for a long time, and I'd rather get it off. Well, I don't want to have responsibility in the future.
Okay. Did you have a third point?
That was my third point.
Okay. That was the third point.
And I'm wondering if that is accepted as a friendly amendment.
Jack?
I think the treasurer should be the one to handle that particular application, assuming that the treasurer has no objection to putting it on his credit card, and I don't. So I don't think this has to be a part of the policy, but certainly I will take this off your hands.
Okay. Phil, did you have another comment?
No, we're not accepting. I mean, well, should we accept the... No. All right. I call for a vote.
But one question. One question for Phil. Explain this RSS feed thing.
RSS is a... I guess it's a term or an acronym for Real Simple Syndication. Typically what this allows, the intent of item number four is that items that are posted as part of our ANC 1D Google group, which for the community, when we exchange email in public, it is archived on this Google group website. We're able to automatically pull in the subject line and the first few sentences of every message that gets posted there and have it automatically displayed on our site. This is a way to keep the site fresh, and it's a way to show the activity of the commission on the homepage of the site.
Okay, are we ready for the vote on this now?
No, I have some amendments that I would like to propose.
I thought we'd... Okay, great.
No, I offered friendly amendments. They were rejected, and I was told that they should be formal amendments.
That we said that they needed to be separate from this particular resolution.
Well, there's some things here that I think should be changed. Let me start off with the first one, just to see if I can get a second, which is that to drop item four under content. And so that rather than complicated code, that it would be simply a link to the ANC 1D Google groups. Well, that's my motion. I guess there's no second.
Okay.
Let me move on. The second one is that I ask that the copyright for any work paid for by 1D is in the public domain. Okay.
Wait a minute. You're presenting these resolutions now to be...
These are amendments.
Okay, they're amendments. Okay. So, you don't need a second.
I do.
He does? For an amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And so that failed. My third amendment is that the code be kept simple and no more complex than is necessary for the function.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Then let me discuss the nature of the amendment. This was one of the strong recommendations of the last web committee that existed. And by the way, just to clarify Jack's comment, there was no conflict on that committee. The last time it met was with Mitchell Backfield and myself. So it did not dissolve because of conflict. He simply passed on and on. The idea is that when I took over the website, it was hard slogging for a long time because the previous set of code was complex and it was essentially unusable. It could not be discerned, and thus, to make it possible for someone new to take it over, that is, does not have all the skills that Phil Lepanto does, then it would make sense to keep the code simple enough so that another commissioner could understand it without having to have many special skills.
Okay. Phil?
I oppose this amendment. The goal of having simple code is understandable. However, simple, as it's described here, is a qualitative statement. Code, by its very definition, is somewhat complex, and there's no understanding or base standard to understand what is as complex as it should be. So I recommend that the committee or the commission not support this amendment.
Great.
In computer science, there are well-established metrics for complexity, so it is a matter of degree rather than of judgment. So I think this is, as a policy statement, this is not to set firm boundaries, but to essentially to guide the choice of future work, and it has strong consequences. If we set up a website and spend a lot of money on it, then, and it's such that a commissioner, none of the current commissioners have the background or professional skills. We're not always going to be as lucky as we are with Phil. Then it becomes very difficult for it to have anyone that can actually oversee it and simplify to take it over.
Okay. I make a motion for discussion to be closed on this issue so we can take a vote on it. All those in favor on closing the discussion? We got 4-2. I'm sorry?
6-0.
Oh, I must need new glasses. I didn't see Oliver's hand in your hand. Oh, please excuse me. It's 6-0 to close discussion. Excuse me. So now we're voting on the amendment. Do we need the amendment read again, or is everybody clear on it before taking your vote?
Well, let me check that my phrasing is acceptable to Greg. Namely, code should be kept simple, no more complex than necessary to provide the specified functions.
That's fine.
Okay.
All those in favor? Dave, your hand down or up? Okay, so we got three commissioners, all those opposed. We have Tunda, Lepanto, and Barsman opposed. McKay, Scott, and Edwards voting yes, and we have a tie.
So it fails.
So it fails. Okay, I don't like to see things fail. All right, where are we now? Are we on another amendment,
no,
or do we...
No, move the vote on the main motion.
Can we have that read again?
No.
We don't need it read again?
Let me resolve that ANC establishes the following policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All those, we did get a second on that? Okay, all those in favor? Wonderful, 6-0. It passes. Okay, now are we going to the library issue with the time that's left? Bill?
Yeah, I'd recommend that we finish by approving number 13. These were really meant to come together. Before I actually make the motion, no, I'll go ahead and just make the motion.
But let's be clear about the procedure here. The commission chooses which resolution to take up next.
That's what my question is. I'm asking the commission, which issue do we want to take up next?
And personally, I would support going to the library resolution because I think it will take less time than dealing with this website management resolution.
Okay. Dave?
I want to finish the website.
Oliver?
Yeah, I think we should address the library and finish it.
Okay, we're 2-2, Greg.
Library.
And I say library. So we're moving on to the library. Jack, you want to read it? I don't see a name
okay.
for the resolution.
I have Greg's name on it. Greg, would you like me to read it for you?
Please.
Resolved, ANC-WND amends its previous resolution funding a study of issues on the Mount Pleasant Library design to implement the following. 1. The new contractor is Rob Waldeck, a Mount Pleasant resident, to prepare a report for an amount not to exceed $3,000. 2. The matching funds requirement has been satisfied by the ANC-1C authorization of $3,000 for a similar study. 1D asks Rob Waldeck to collaborate with 1C Commissioner Chris Otten, so this study can build experience in collaboration with 1C and other ANCs. 3. The language of the previous resolution should not be interpreted as introducing any bias, but rather of maintaining credibility by a fair report.
Second?
Do you second?
No second?
I will second that, yes.
Discussion. Bob. Dave?
Yes, this is an amendment to a previous resolution. What was the change?
Greg?
First of all, there's a there's only one change in the other resolution. The change is to designate Rob Waldeck as the contractor rather than what had been an overly complex and cumbersome approach of asking the Latino Association to handle it via a local nonprofit with financial management by a local nonprofit. This, in discussing it with Office of ANC Director Gottlieb Simon, he says that this is the preferable way to do things because you take one person that you have had some experience with and you just designate them, and it's a way to get something done very rapidly. So, rather than go through an association and a separate financial agency.
The commission, do we have someone in the audience that wants to make a comment?
I oppose.
Okay. We only have one opposing. Is anybody else opposing? I'm sorry. I don't want to assume that. Okay. Juan Carlos.
Hello. Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure that commission is aware that at the beginning, this resolution was going to be, the Latino Association was going to be operating to facilitate this process. It's fascinating that the person who introduced that resolution previously does not want the Latino Association to speak about this, when we are directly affected by this. And that is embarrassing. It's embarrassing because we have been encouraging the Latino Association to participate. When we were aware of this resolution was introduced, we consulted immediately with the chair of the ANC, who is now Greg Edwards, and we asked him, say, we have a fiscal agent, which is the Latino Federation of Greater Washington, who has been in the city of Washington, D.C. for over 20 years. And we asked if that would be the right process to go. I checked with the ANC advisors, I don't know the names that you guys have, with the central office, and they said that it will be okay to use that. The chair, contrary to that, insisted that this resolution needed to go through a local organization and insisted that we go to the Historic Mount Pleasant. Historic Mount Pleasant refused to move forward with this, with the past language, because the past language was given an indication that the resolution will, the people will get paid only if the resolution has come out as a favorable to demonstrate that the development of the library will be a hazard to the tenants of the community, to the tenants or the residents living in the buildings facing Mount Pleasant. Now we find out that this change has happened. We do not understand why this change has happened. We have the fiscal agency to do this. We have the process to go with this. We want it to be implemented. And the fear that we have is that this is a pure manipulation to don't allow Latino community, Latino organizations be involved in the decision-making process of our community. That is not acceptable. This is like a slap on the face. It's okay, let's go work with this. Now this is the process. No, this is not the process. Now we're going to pass a resolution. It's going to kick you out completely, this whole thing. That is not the best, the way we need to do business here. The Latino Association has been proven over and over that we're trying to be inclusive. So that type of attitudes and behaviors, we should not condemn it in the ANC anymore.
Okay. Greg?
There are numerous statements of prejudice against me, so I'd like to clear those up. Number one, the reason I didn't want to further speech on this is that I think that it would muddy the waters from what is the fact that the money was passed 2 months ago. And we now only have 2 weeks left, and only 2 weeks because we've had some extensions that took a lot of work to do. I did not want to hear, and that's the main issue. Now, for the last several days, I've been the subject of threats and of retaliation and of withdrawal of support for other issues unless I agreed to support Phil's spending almost $10,000, and that furthermore, I've gotten multiple phone calls from others
Wait a minute. Okay, now we're going to do this in an orderly fashion. The personal comments is not necessary in this public meeting.
Okay, then okay. I ask you to rule out of order other personal comments, and so I have a chance to address them. Because I think if he's going to say that my behavior should not stand, I think his behavior should not stand either. Next, as I remember it, the Latino Federation of D.C. is not eligible because the original resolution said that it was to be a nonprofit in Mount Pleasant. The third point is to say that I never insisted on Historic Mount Pleasant. I simply observed that Faye Armstrong had thought that perhaps they could come up with $1,000 to throw in the pot, and at least working with them should be explored because there perhaps would be more money. So the comment that I insisted on this is a falsehood. The third one, that what I'm doing is pure manipulation, is another slander, and is not the case. My motives are to that we have very limited time. I'd hate to see the years of work we put on this go down the drain because of threats and of power moves. So I'd like to call the attention to that we have a present need. We only have 2 weeks. The solution proposed does not meet the original resolution, and that we have found a way to do this that I think could be done very quickly.
Okay. Other comments from
I have no idea how my name got brought up in that discussion, and I thank the chair for recognizing the personal comments out of order. I have been stalwart in my opposition to activities of this commission organizing against the efforts of the DC Public Library System to complete their renovation plans. This is, in my mind, yet another example of work that has been authorized by this commission that has been mismanaged for one reason or another. And if we do manage to take up resolution number 13 tonight, I promise that I will do a better job.
No other commissioner has a comment? With all this personal stuff going back and forth, I'm almost lost. Jack?
Yeah, just very briefly, I'm concerned that we passed this resolution in December, now it's 2 months later, and there's no visible sign of progress. And there is this issue that Historic Mount Pleasant failed to do the role that we had expected for it. So without intending to disparage anybody, I think the best approach would be at this point to pass this resolution and hand the job to Rob Waldeck. I certainly don't mean to be offensive to anybody. I've just seen a history of problems with contractors, and this is one more in a very long train of such problems. So it's unfortunate, and I'm afraid that the best way to do this at this time is to accept this amendment and have Rob Waldeck do the job.
There is another option, and that option is simply to drop the project.
Any further comments? No further comments? Okay, ready?
Just,
Bill?
Would Commissioner Edwards accept that as a friendly amendment? I'm sorry, I was joking. I was wondering if you would accept Dave's amendment as a friendly amendment.
We have to look at the facts here. So everybody go vote.
I move the vote.
Okay. All those in favor of the resolution? Okay, we have 4 in favor. Tunda, McKay, Scott, and Edwards. Those opposing? Lepanto and Barcelin. It passes 4-2. We got like 4 minutes. Something else that can be addressed in 2 minutes, or is somebody going to make a motion?
Do you think the second website could be addressed in 2 minutes?
Well, I think we should go ahead and handle it and get it out the way since we did the other part.
Yeah, I think that this resolution probably would require more time for us to discuss. I'm sure we'll not finish it in short time, so I move that we adjourn the meeting and take this resolution next time.
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning? Okay. All right. We got 5. Those opposed. Lepanto opposes. Motion carries to adjourn. At 8:57 p.m.
Thank you. Oh, I'm carrying the meeting.